You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Da ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach, they have a message for us. The message is, Al ta'as atzmecha ke'orechei hadayanin. What does that mean, orechei hadayanin? There's a profession, it's called assistant lawyer. What do you call them?
Paralegal.
Paralegal, yeah. Yeah, these paralegal, what's their job? They're not a lawyer, but they have some type of training, that they know about the laws. So now here, the message here is that as far as the court system, our court system, the kosher court system and dayanim, it's called Beit Din. So it's a very delicate details, and that means one cannot give tips to either side that how they can win the case. It's called Orchei Dayanim. I guess just a pre-legal, maybe he has some information and so on, or that's why they're hired, maybe, to give them some suggestion and tips. But in Judaism, you're not permitted to do so. So that means this way you're trying to trick the dayanim, the judges.
Anybody.
Anybody to play as a pre-legal in the or kosher Beit Din. Because actually you're trying to give him some tips to trick the Dayan. No. The only one that is permitted to see the sides and listen to the sides is the Dayan. Even beforehand, one cannot appear in front of the Dayan without the other son will be present. And also, the way they appear in front of the judge, they should look the same. Same haircut, same clothing. So he would not know who is the wealthy one or is the poor person.
So the judge cannot have no information.
Yeah, you can ask the lawyer.
Either side.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yes. So that means you will not be misjudged. So the Orchei HaDayanim, the pre-legal system in Judaism is forbidden. You cannot have such an assistant that would help you how to get through the case. No, we don't have such a thing. No, you have to present in front of the Dayan. As I explained, that even Dayan should know who is what, or to even see him in front of him, and then you make a judge. That's one point that the Mishnah is teaching us, that Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon ben Shatach. And then the Mishnah says, when they stand in front of you, in front of the judge, you have to consider them as a wicked people. So that means, yeah, you should not have pity on either one. You say, this is a poor person, so we'll help him. Or the wealthy one that has the respect and the name, so now he's not going to give donation and things like that. So there's no such a thing. And ukshenifterim inefanecha. So when they leave, yihyu beinecha kezakayin. So when they leave the court, so then you have to consider them not as faulty people or wicked people or did you terrible things? Another thing that the Gemara says, when you leave the court, you have to whistle. Even then you lost. So that means you have to accept that whatever that they decreed from Shemayim, that's how it is. So now here, obviously, what the court system is all about and what the judges, they should know. Is that a shame?
Amen.
Yeah, as we are mentioning in our tefillah three times a day, Hashiva shofetenu kevarishona. We are saying kevar techila, vasem imenu yavom anacha. We plead in Tzibono Sholam that our judges, they will behave like before. They'll be honest people. Was that a shame? You have to say Sheikh Yanu Rimanu Yanu Lazman Azeh. And then, Vasen Mimenu Yavom Anacha, because the most pain that people go through because they're misjudged. And they feel it's not fair what the verdict is all about. And there are many, many issues, you know, that is going on. So that's one message of the Mishnah. So now here, the depth of this Mishnah also has been explained. That everyone in life has the two parties that he has challenged with. And it is, we have a force that tells us what the right thing is to do. And we have another force that tells us, don't listen to him. So there's a good force and there's a destructive force. So now here, we don't know what to do because not always it's benefitable to listen to the good force, like getting up in the morning. No, just as you wake up. As well, it was an interesting story that was a very old Rav, you know, old time, as in his young age, was used to get up very early in the morning. So now he became very old. So his children told them, Abba, you know, even the food stores, they're not open this early. Because usually that's the store that, you know, they go to the market to pick up the fruits. Why are you getting up so early? Say, you know what, every morning, this negative force, every day comes and tells me, you know, why are you getting up so early? You're old, you know, you have to take care of yourself. He said in the Torah, Shmartem od nafshotechem, why are you getting up early? And every morning I tell him, I understand what you're telling me, and you're right what you're telling me, but when I see that you are much older than me and you got up early, I'm embarrassed to not get up early. You're almost 6,000 years old, the Yetzer Hara. So now, I'm embarrassed, you know. See, you're so old, but you're up before me. So I get up. So now here, we have the pre-legal that comes and tells us, nah, it's like this, it's like that. You're not pleased with your head. So he says, no. Why? Because this pre-legal gives you tip that it's only to his benefit. He wants his your paycheck. And later on you find out, ay, see what he did to me. He did shechita with a special knife. It's called the katombal. They have, you know, a special knife. What is it called? Exactly. And even I didn't feel it. I mean, if it was a knife, I would, you know, feel, you know, the pain. But, you know, when you use a cotton ball, ay-ay-ay. See, the Gemara brings, like, in the time of one of the great Rav, Antognos, he had two Talmidim. They're called Sadok and Baitos. They went off path. Antignos from city of Sukkot, as the Mishnah brings, he had these two Talmidim that they became Reform and Conservative. We have Siddukim and Baitosim. The Sadok and Baitos. So now, what happened? They were misunderstood about the Rav. No. Had the lesson for them, and then they grabbed this, and then they became Sadok and Baitos, the Nehzat, a revolution of Siddukim and Baitosim. Rothschild, you heard about him?
Rothschild?
Yeah, you heard about him?
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
Top 10
wealthiest people.
Top 10 is number one wealthiest.
No. Well, it's okay.
He's on top. He's the controller of the whole thing.
Yeah, but listen carefully now. I have another news for you, either top or the top 10. All his families right now, they're Goy. They're not Yehudi. The top wealthy person in the whole world, the top 10, what happened? See, that's what Mishnah is teaching us. Because he had this pre-legal that put him in a big trap because of all the money that he had, and then, and he was observant and was helping and so on, no, lots of money, but gradually got him. Another example, maybe you can relate it to much better. Henry Kissinger, you know anything about him? You know anything about him? I know, but his background, where did he come from?
In the
no, a little bit back.
Spain?
No, but back, his background before. He was an Orthodox Jew.
Himself?
Yeah, he was an Orthodox Jew. He was an Orthodox Jew. But what happened when he was appointed the position that he was given to, whatever that you mentioned just now, and not only that, maybe you don't know about this point, whatever that you mentioned. The whole disaster of Yom Kippur War was because of him.
Yes.
He knew what's going to happen. He knew what's going to happen. Yehudi, what happened? Yeah, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. That, how did the Sadok and Baitos came about? And that's what exactly we go through at our time. That unfortunately, the Orche Dayan that we rely on, gradually, then he makes the status softer and softer, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you realize you were standing on a
wrong flat.
No, what is it called? The sand that goes down and down and down?
Quicksand.
Quicksand, yeah, the quicksand. And then You go down and down and down and down.
This is the same thing he says in this week parasha, that when they make a mistake and do things that are not Hashem asked, Hashem takes their neshama away. And if they don't care, other people that they see, he takes their family neshama away also.
Right. So now,
whether I think Hashem takes part of the neshama away.
Yes, but the what we're discussing at this moment here, that this process could happen to anyone in any position. If he happened to be Rothschild and Henry Kissinger, it can happen to any one of us. Any one of us. So that we see that the Mishnah is predicting that this the time would come that unfortunately Yehudim they assimilated and they don't have any reyach, any smell of being a Jew. There's an interesting story about the Rab was informed about a milk seller in the good old days that the milk seller, they would go around the block and they would announce, fresh milk, and people come out and they get milk. So he called them in and he told them, I heard, you know, your milk is not 100%. It seems like you're diluting it. You have to do teshuvah, you know, it's not the right thing, you know, you're stealing from people. So he was kind of shaken up and says, Kibbutz Arab, whatever you say, I'm going to do teshuvah. So a few days later, he comes back to the Rab, says, Kibbutz Arab, you know, I want to tell you something. I did exactly what you expected from me. I give him 100 pounds of milk. That everybody is complaining that the milk doesn't taste like before anymore.
Watch out, Rudy.
Because they got used to
drinking the old milk.
They got used to fake milk. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the story of us is all about. Because to present people what is emet, they don't like it. They like sheker. They like diluted milk. When you tell them, you know, this is not a 100% milk. This is not healthy for you. You say, no, you got used to it. You know, that's what we have been drinking for so long. And that's what exactly the problem is. You cannot inject people. This is the right thing. So no. It doesn't fit me. It's not for me. No. Why? Because you are alude. You are alude, and that's what you like. That's what you're comfortable with. You like to be sonati. You like to be, you know, lazy and do whatever you like. That's what you like. But here we see the outcome, unfortunately, is not so pleasant. And that's what the Mishnah is predicted thousands of years ago, that watch out, watch out. And that's what's going to happen. And that's what has been happening. And we hope that it's going to stop and everybody will drink 100% milk. Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.